Thank you for being here, for getting here, and all that happened to be able to be here. It's a really big deal these days, even for many people to put the phone away for a couple of days. And all that other stuff that had to happen, including the registration process. So kind of maybe a little gratefulness for yourself to get through that, and also for everybody who made that possible, or at least some relief that that's behind us now. And feeling, if you feel yourself here in the room, or if you're still arriving, both are okay. Being here and arriving here slowly. Allowing the contrast between all that had to be done to get here and to make the retreat possible, and then to be here, to have time for nothing special. To have time for no demand. To get in touch a little bit with what's already here. To not make something up. And sometimes our ideas of what is already here are, oh no. What's already here, what a mess. And yes, we are a mess. Not only you, not only your family or lack of family, not only your home or work or whatever, not only your mind. But within the mess and around and other than the mess, there's a lot more that sometimes is more intimate. Kind of almost secret, hard to catch or name, so close to home that we can't quite name it. Something like a sense of sometimes almost remembering something ancient and fresh. So there's all that spacious awareness, as well as what fills our minds, even when we don't believe that we're anything more than that secret thing that's wrong with me. So the question, what else can be a helpful friend? Something comes in front of you, a story, an image, a thought, an emotion, a body sensation. And maybe meeting it, almost giving it a kiss, like a puppy or friend, your own hand. And after a short while, what else is also already here? Generally, our training is to keep on rushing by our own life. A few years ago, I was jumping on trampoline with my daughter and broke my ankle. I didn't fall off. I just broke my ankle. And as I was recovering, and I'd recovered enough to go back to India And I was leading a retreat there in a place where one of my old dear friends, who is like a genius of somatic stuff, was in the same area, and he came out to say hello. And I was so excited because I thought, well, I'm going to get this, the genius input on healing my ankle. Because I'd kind of grown past the initial physical therapy exercises I'd been given, but still could tell my ankle had been broken within that year. And so I asked my question, what can you give me to fix my ankle? And he basically said, slowly move your ankle to the left, really feeling the sensations a few times. And then slowly move your ankle to the right, feeling the sensations a few times. Then slowly move your ankle up, feeling the sensations a few times. And I was like, okay, and then what? That was it. There's a sense often that we don't quite have enough money and time to afford or to attend all those special courses and treatments, and if only we could. But the magic that is in all of them is in the ordinary. And it's more to find a way to reverse our direction to come back into what we already have more respectfully, with some curiosity and surprise. Willingness to be surprised by our own resources could be a good phrase for the days. Willingness, I think that's, there's not a word in Hebrew maybe. Mochanut. Mechonut. Okay. Willingness to be surprised by life, and including by life that's more than what we thought, that's with us already and in us. Does it make sense so far? Are there any questions so far? Another way that I find we have more of what we need than we believe, I find we have more of what we need. Already we have it. We don't believe we have it. We've been taught that we don't have it. Another way that that happens and starts to come up on retreat to rediscover that we have what we need can be in the form of when you're feeling a bit quiet, and sometimes in meditation lying down, which you're welcome to do but not required. It's not an obligation. Lying down is just encouragement to be in the position where you go more deep. So with lying down, there can more easily be a more dreamy mind. It can feel a little bit like pouring, let's say, soy milk and water. And it's kind of mixing in swirls. And if we don't freak out about that, we take it as a normal part of the process sometimes. And we also, in addition, allow our body to feel itself, even though the mind is dreamy. Maybe even enjoying that the mind has gone off duty a little bit. When the mind is dreamy, it's not repeating like, oh, and I've got to do that, and I should have done that, and so on. And I can't do that, and all of those things. Dreamy is when it's kind of weird. Or it's more apparent how weird the mind is. To practice finding another way to gather in a center, as if another kind of muscle almost, but we haven't practiced, and is almost without tension. It's more of an allowing as if there's a magnet, let's say, in the lower belly, and we allow ourselves to be drawn a tiny bit. Meanwhile, the show goes on. Sometimes practicing that way, there could come an image or a memory. Maybe you remembered a dream you had, or something like a dream, or just a place in your body becomes interesting in a natural and kind of weird way. And to let that be like good information coming back home. It could happen, for example, that an image of, let's say, a horse in a field comes to mind, and you don't particularly do horses or fields, and you wonder. It's not necessarily in that, like, dreamy, but it just kind of comes a little bit more like for a visit. Or someone comes to mind, or a dream comes to mind. If possible, to kind of softly receive that the way you might try to catch a bubble without popping it. And popping it would be like trying to figure it out. So without trying to figure it out, that's weird. A horse in a field. Or that uncle I'd forgotten about, or cousin, or whatever. It could be that there's some quality in that visit. Something, a quality in that horse in the field or that cousin that came to mind. That we could almost receive as if our cells are drinking something, like resonating with it rather than thinking about it. So the short thing is, if you're lying down to meditate and you're spacey, that's pretty normal. And it doesn't mean not to continue finding some other way while the mind is spacey to let your body feel itself. Or if feeling your body is hard for you, that's totally fine. There are other ways of connecting. It's just about having some way of connecting with aliveness more directly. It could also be sounds. And we'll do some instructions and guided meditation today in a little bit. But you can practice receiving sensations or receiving sound. Those would be two main options to play with. Doing both at the same time is also lovely. There would be the initial, like, kind of deciding how I'm going to practice. What will I connect to? And let's say something is like, well, sound sounds more joyful. Sounds feels like a good idea. It's a little bit more light, a little bit less trying. So we kind of get ourselves ready that, okay, sounds is what I'm opening to. And the way we've been taught to do something, there would be a tendency to kind of do hearing and do sounds. And we would stay tense doing sounds. And so then undoing that training, finding another way of doing. So we say, okay, I'm going to do sounds, and then we let sounds do themselves. And then we find ourselves doing sounds after 2 seconds. We're doing it again. And then we just can notice sounds are happening. And to play the game of how much relaxation can be possible and sounds are still heard. It can be a really helpful way of having a sense of a little bit more spacious awareness. if you're feeling very full inside your inner being and mind. Letting sounds come and come into softness. And just playing with, if softness is what sounds can come to, do I hear less than if I'm trying? And then because we're used to being hard as a way to stay connected, as a way to connect, we're used to doing it by being hard and tense. And so we haven't practiced letting it do itself and being there while sounds are heard. Sounds are being heard, and I receive that sounds are happening. So by softening, relaxing, letting sounds happen, letting it come to softness. Even the sound of air conditioner can be really good for some people. Sound is coming. How little effort is needed for sound to be heard. And a little more softness, a little bit more relaxing. And then because we've trained letting go, softness, and relaxing to be space out. So we will space out and then come back. So practicing on this end of relaxation and softness and being wowed by how sound is heard without my doing. And being wowed by the mind has no part in sound being heard. The thinking mind, I mean. There's a sound, and only after the sound, the mind can say, that's a hand clapping. There might be an image in your mind or a word snap after the sound. And so we can start to trust more that awareness that's already happening and be less interested in that version that the mind makes. Does that make sense? Any question to clarify anything? If you have one or more questions, I'm sure it will be a service to everyone. If you're willing. So I'm not saying don't do anything. Is that clear? I'm saying that to allow discovery to happen, we do need to get out of our own way and discover also another approach, another kind of muscle, another way of gathering. Another way of then gathering and then receiving. So let's say we gather in the lower belly to feel sensations. And as with the sounds, we're in the sensations. We put ourselves here in the belly. And then we shift into a mode of receiving the sensations. Again and again, we'll flip back to holding something to make it happen, which is another form of distraction. We get lost in our own mental version of the sensations. And then coming back to, okay, put myself here, that's a doing, and then receiving. So it's like pushing like the bottom of a bowl and then opening the bowl to receive what's actually happening. And the part of us that's used to doing it or believing that I do it will probably be upset. And we can feel that in the body, that upset. And we can give it like, okay, you still belong, but you're on vacation. There's a Tibetan Buddhist teaching that I really love that can be also with us these days. So I'm talking about allowing what seems ordinary to really flower for us. That the best healing treatment in the world is in the more simple. Move your ankle to the left a few times slowly and feel. That the simplicity allows the aliveness to come through more fully. rather than loading sophisticated technique on top. So one of the Tibetan Buddhist teachings I love very much is that the nature of what is too close. And they call this the four faults of the nature of things. I take it as a little bit of a joke, a sense of humor. The nature of reality has four problems. One of them is that it's too close. Another is too simple. Also too wonderful. And too deep. So we can really, even if it's for many of you, it's a first retreat ever. And for some of you, it's maybe an 80th retreat. And everywhere in between. But for many of you, it's the first time having a retreat with deep rest, meditation as the name, let's say. I think all meditation is really deep rest, but we get straight to the point. The possibility, even on the first day of a first retreat, not to like push forward and progress through understanding, but kind of more trusting, or what if already you have exactly what you need to let reality become available in the simplest way. And so it's more daring to be simple and let it be simple. And to be okay with how it might be for half a second, like, oh, and then open, and then the mind grabs it and it's gone, kind of thing. It's okay. We've trained in not being present with what is real. That's our education. That's our practice. 99 point whatever percent of the time. And isn't it amazing that even right now, there could be a half second or less. Of kind of letting it be all here. That we don't have to be more deserving or better at meditating. Or more sweet or more strong or more whatever, more still. It's more about maybe wonder as a really good way to start to find each in our own unique ways how our suffering can unravel like a sweater. So speaking of wonderful, I'm delighted to be able to share this retreat time and teaching space with my dear friend, Elia. We've known each other for at least 20 years. We can't even remember when exactly the first time. You do? The year?
No, the year.
That's what I mean, yeah. We don't remember the exact year, but it's at least 20 years. Where our paths have intertwined, and a lot in India, so we're bringing a love of the kind of way that in India, as well as in some times and places in Israel, there can be a feeling of what's ancient is really present, along with a really daily lived weaving the sacred into daily life as a primary calling.
The first thing that comes to mind is sacred snoring, which we'll probably hear a lot of, maybe. Ken, Amarti, I said, I'll need a verbi vrit, or do you want me to speak in English? אני אדבר בעברית, אמרתי שהדבר הראשון שמגיע קופץ לי לתודעה, זה אפרופו sacred snoring, שזה משהו שקורה הרבה בריטריטים האלה, וזה בסדר, זה חלק ממה שקורה. אני אפתח בלהגיד שאני מתרגשת להיות פה, ממש. זה קודם כל תמיד מרגש אותי בתחילת ריטריט, בין אם זה קצר או ארוך או אפילו יום תרגול. כאילו תמיד מרגש אותי להרגיש את ההתכנסות הזאת של אנשים, כל אחד מהפינה שלו שלה, מהמסע שלו שלה, מתכנסים כדי מתוך הנהייה הזאת, אם ג'איה הזכירה את המילה sacred, אז מתוך הנהייה הזאת למשהו שהוא מקודש, או עמוק, או באמת משמעותי, באמת מזין, באמת, לעומק. זה מרגש אותי. גם מרגש אותי מאוד לשבת כאן לצידה של ג'איה, שהייתה דמות מאוד מאוד משמעותית בחיים התרגוליים שלי, ממש. אני רואה שזה ממש מרגש אותי לדבר על זה. כשפגשתי אותה כאן בתחילת הריטריט הקודם, שאגב השתתפתי בו, כמשתתפת מן המניין, אז אמרתי לה, oh, in those days I was such a mess. היא אמרה, no you weren't. ועכשיו היא אמרה, דיברה על, we're all a mess. And yes, הייתי a mess כזה במובן האנושי הרגיל. מלא, מלא התעסקות באיך אני ומה חושבים עליי, ובדידות וחוסר שייכות, וחרדות של מה יהיה איתי וכולי וכולי, וכל הדברים האלה. שאני איכשהו מנחשת שמוכרים לרוב האנשים כאן, אם לא לכולם בצורה, במידה כזו או אחרת. וכן, ומשהו ב... כאילו, אני זוכרת את עצמי פעם אחרי פעם מגיעה אליה ו... כזה בוכה, וכזה המאבקים שלי והקשיים שלי, ועוד פעם קורה לי, ועוד פעם לא מצליח לי, וכו' וכו'. וזה הייתה דרך, זה היה באמת דרך. ומשהו בא באמת בהנחיה שלה, ובמשהו מאוד ייחודי שבו היא מעבירה את העולם התרגולי הזה. מאוד תמך ומאוד מאוד פתח בתוכי תנועה שביקשה. להיפתח, ובעצם אני מספרת את זה עכשיו, אני משתפת את זה כי יש משהו בעכשיו לשבת כאן במושב הזה, שהוא מין כזה, וואו, כאילו יש חוכמה במסע הזה, במסע החיים הזה, ואנחנו כולנו במסע חיים, כל אחד ואחת מאיתנו הגענו לכאן מתוך מסע חיים. ואולי בעצם אני כאילו מזמינה אותנו, מבקשת אותנו, כאילו באמת לתת אמון, אמון עמוק בחוכמה של המסע, שאנחנו הרבה פעמים לא מבינים אותו, לא יודעים לאן הוא הולך. ואנחנו גם לא יודעים עכשיו מה הולך לקרות בשלושה הימים האלה. אין לנו מושג. יכול להיות שיש לנו מלא מחשבות על מה אנחנו רוצים שיקרה. סביר להניח שיש לנו. ולנוח... לעומק, deep rest, לנוח באמת, זה אולי, כאילו באמת, באמת להסכים לנוח מכל אותם תפיסות ומחשבות של מה אמור לקרות, מה אני רוצה שיקרה, מה חייב לקרות בתפיסה הפנימית שלי. מחשבות שתפיסות ש... תבניות מחשבתיות שכמו שג'איה הזכירה, כאילו כמו ממסכות את מה שכבר קיים. את כל השפע, את כל ה... את המעיין, את הנביאה, שרוצה לנבוע. אז ההזמנה בשלושה ימים האלה היא ממש, אולי קודם כל לדעת שהמעיין קיים, הנביאה הזאת קיימת גם כשאנחנו לא שומעים אותה. ובאמת לחקור מה זאת מנוחה. בשיחות האישיות שהתקיימו לפני שנכנסנו לכאן, אז הרבה אנשים אמרו, כן, המשכתי לדיפ רסט, אני רוצה לנוח. ומה זה באמת באמת לנוח? לנוח ממקום עמוק, זה לא רק שנץ. לנוח אל תוך החיים. אל תוך האופן שבו החיים מנביעים את עצמם בתוכנו. אז אם אני אקשר את זה למה שאמרתי מקודם, כאילו היכולת גם לתת אמון, כי נורא קל לאבד את האמון. נורא קל לאבד את האמון ולהרגיש לא הולך לי וזה לא, ועוד פעם אני תקועה, ועוד פעם, כאילו, ולתת אמון, לתת אמון שלמסע הזה יש חוכמה, והוא לוקח אותנו, וכן, אנחנו נתקעים ואנחנו מתבלבלים, ואנחנו נכנסים שוב ושוב לאותם לופים, ואז שוב ושוב מסכימים למשהו אחר לקרות. ולתת אמון בזה. אז כמה דברים אולי יותר מנהלתיים או פרקטיים, או שקשורים בריטריט הזה, באופן הזה שבו התכנסנו לתוך מרחב שבאמת מבקש אותנו את זה, את החקירה הזאת של מה זה אומר לנוח. באמת לנוח. אז הדבר הראשון והכי, לא יודעת אם הכי, אבל כאילו הדבר הראשון זה באמת ההכרה הזאת שאנחנו כאן בשתיקה. וכמה השתיקה הזאת היא יקרה. כמה אנחנו באמת מבקשים ורוצים שנשמור עליה למען האפשרות שאכן החקירה הזו שלנו כאן היא באמת היא תוכל להעמיק. אז אם באתם עם חברים, בני זוג, בני משפחה, בבקשה ממש תשמרו כמו על תכשיט יקר. על השתיקה הנאצלת, noble silence. שהיא מאפשרת לנו כזה לשמוע את העידודים של המעיין הזה, הנביאה. ולפעמים גם אם היא מאוד חושפת, מאפשרת לנו לשמוע לפעמים באופן שאנחנו היינו מעדיפים שלא את כל הרעש שיש לנו בראש. כזה מציפה לנו כזה לפנים את כל התכנותים הפנימיים שלנו, את כל הדחפים, את כל המקום הזה שבו באמת מקשה עלינו, כל המקום הזה שמקשה עלינו פשוט להרפות ולנוח. וזה ממש מעולה כשזה קורה. כי אלה מקומות שמבקשים את תשומת הלב האוהבת שלנו. תשומת הלב האוהבת שהיא מאפשרת לנו גם להתרחב מעבר להם ולגלות מה עוד יש שם. is אני רוצה לסיים בכמה משפטים של משורר בשם רילקה. שאומר, לו יכולנו להיכנע לחוכמתה של האדמה. If we could surrender to the earth's intelligence. לו יכולנו להיכנע לחוכמתה של האדמה, היינו מתרוממים, מושרשים כעצים. במקום זאת אנחנו נאבקים מסתבכים בקשרים מעשי ידינו, ונשארים בודדים ומבולבלים. ואז, כמו ילדים, אנחנו מתחילים שוב ליפול. בסבלנות, לומדים לסמוך על משקלנו. אפילו ציפור צריכה לעשות זאת לפני שתלמד לעוף. אז אני מאחלת ריטריט שבאמת כזה נכוון את עצמנו, לסמוך על המשקל של ג'יה דיברה עליה, כן? אולי על המשקל של מה שבאמת באמת קורה לנו מהעומק. ברמה האולי טכנית, המשקל של הגוף, המשקל של האדמה, כן, להרפות אל תוך משהו שהוא לא הדבר הזה. פשוט לסמוך, ולסמוך על הדרך שלוקחת אותנו. כמו ילדים. תודה.
So we'll shift into a pretty short meditation, about 20 minutes. So a good reminder of gradually remembering all the devices we can turn off, especially the inner ones, finding volume or volume down or power off, thinking about future and past. Worries about should and shouldn't. And as you arrive into a meditation posture, some way of being on the ground that feels good enough, comfortable enough. And if you realize that next time you'd like a chair, please let the managers know. And as your body starts to settle into the ground, maybe you, after a couple of minutes, realize you need more support under your knees. It can take a little bit of creativity to work with these two squares that aren't long enough for most bodies. To make sure, maybe for next time, that you don't have your feet on the hard floor for too long, and so on. The way that I like to offer instructions or suggestions for meditation is more as an accompaniment, a little bit like if you were near the sea, the sound of the sea that might often just be in the background. And from time to time, maybe a word that I say lands with you. Maybe a line resonates with you, feels relevant, gives permission to be more natural, more open and available to aliveness more directly. But the main wish is for the atmosphere of the retreat, the silence that allows us each to have our own space. To help you hear your heart's own inner instructions for your life. Which may not come in words always. So feel that you're not being a bad student when you follow your own voice. Feel that that's what we're gathered together to start to tune into, each one of us. Letting your body be heavy, falling into the ground with gravity's help. We don't need to push, we're already falling. Falling like snow, falling like leaves. Held in gravity. Perhaps places of contact with the ground. Can be more interesting for a while. Interest into those specific places where our weight is actually falling into the ground, into the earth. And how that contact changes with breathing. Just for a while, if you like. Body heavy. Contact with ground. Movements that go with breathing. maybe letting the body be a bit like a big bag of sand on the beach. And the bag is open. Or the bag has holes in it, or is falling apart, and gradually a sense of the body becoming one with the place. Maybe spreading out a little bit. Waves of breath, like slow motion waves in water. Waves of breath in the one body, body earth, organism. Perhaps especially enjoying or being with the out-breath as if it's something so lightly falling down, falling out of the body and falling down, as if falling down the front of your body towards your feet. And if it's good enough for you to play with feeling body sensations, if that works well enough for you, now may be a good time to notice what would be a good way, like feeling the whole body, and within that, the out-breath falling softly. Or the contact with the ground, with the movements from breathing included. Or perhaps the whole body, as if including some space around you as well. As if what we really are is a small cloud of presence, of aliveness, of being. And within that cloud, some sensations, some warmth, some coolness, some textures. Some falling in gravity, and some spaciousness or lift. Perhaps. Movements. and even the energy or energies of our body. High energy, low energy. Uncomfortable or jangly or soft or quiet or sharp or many. Letting it be felt. As if our awareness is a kind of giant pool of water within which sensations occur. Like fireflies in the night. Or like raindrops on the water. So perhaps within that whole pool of awareness and within that the cloud of sensations streaming, perhaps gathering a little bit more somewhere that feels good enough and possible, like the hands or feet or chest. Or maybe the lower belly can be good, or the back of your body. If you have a hard time deciding, then I would suggest for today to play with maybe the back of your body for a while. Play with receiving a sense of the space around you, the possibility of spacious awareness within that body sensations, maybe generally and loosely of your whole body. Within that, your back, the back of your body, or your lower belly, or wherever. But gently, like with a loose hand. Leaving room for aliveness. Leaving room for connection, contact with aliveness. Just now. And if sounds are a better way for you to go than body, maybe allow the body like an animal, which it is, be happily on the ground to relax and hear. Let sounds be coming to you. And there could be a sense of letting sounds come just in as far or close as you feel like. It could be they come through you or they come near you and not all the way to you. But enjoying how they do themselves, these sounds. We've already heard this sound before the mind can decide what I have heard. So quick our minds, but even quicker our receptivity, our ability to hear. So enjoying that non-job. And then softness, relaxation, our sounds still being heard. Openness in the back of the body, am I more open to subtle sounds in all directions? And if you're playing with receiving sounds, hearing, as it comes and is gone in each instant by itself. This awake capacity of our mind that's already here operating. And relaxing some more. And allowing the not relaxing that also goes on. Allowing the mind to create its version of the sounds we hear, but falling into softly the receiving of sounds as they are. Eventually you may want to include more and more sounds that happen inside your body for a more kind of inward closeness. And for now, I'll just briefly mention a third kind of road that you can go on, which would be just to feel for a word or image of something you love that's very important and precious, that your cells say yes to. And really gathering inside yourself in closeness with a quality perhaps that you love, that you cherish, honor, and feel as good. Maybe you would love to live in peace. And so closeness with peace, with the help of the word or an image or a memory or whatever ways work for you, with as much stillness and allowing as works for you. Almost like nestling in like a baby in the womb, floating in. And with your own center in peace or home or quiet. So we'll just have a couple minutes briefly about walking meditation and then time for walking meditation. You're always welcome to stay longer in the hall, but just being aware that when the next meditation is scheduled to begin, you would need to be ready to stay through to the end. So for walking, again, just briefly for now, there's on the way to walking the standing, which can be also a good posture for meditation for some people. And a good introduction to standing practice could be near some trees to have some good teachers nearby as you're playing with standing. Feel free but not obliged to stand now. And just notice where it might make sense for you to feel if you're going to be in your body as a main focus, where within your body would make sense to you. Like, does it feel like the feet is where you want to be? That's usually a good place. Or if you're, let's say you're in your lower belly or your back here in the hall, and that could continue through the day, including flowing into walking and meals and so on. If body is not the good way for you, then it's can be really cool while walking to be with seeing, allowing seeing to happen as you and the world kind of move through each other. And in any case, usually people would be needing to walk with eyes open, and so it's a whole different element of the retreat, because sometimes you might see a bird out of the corner of your eye, or you might see a fly, or you might see other creatures like human beings, and you get to get a sense of what's the programming that goes on when out of the corner of your eye someone is walking by. Feeling that in your body especially. Does that make sense? So that can be included in walking. Getting to know the programming and also finding that, like, what if just walking? Animals on the ground. Where might be a place that has a little bit of freedom from that program or a little sense of humor with it or something like that. And then maybe back to your feet or back. If you get serious really easily, then I would recommend checking how seriousness acts on your body. Like if you're just trying to do walking meditation and you're doing walking meditation and it affects your body, to really notice that and play with letting it go if you can. Not always possible. But you could interrupt the seriousness in other ways also, like pausing and kind of meeting the sky or a tree or whatever. And letting that kind of unwind a little bit. And then in general, there's the chance on a retreat to find a place that you can walk just simply back and forth. So to really like put ourselves in that countercultural fire of going nowhere, getting nothing. You're just really, literally going nowhere, back and forth. And to find how enjoyable that could be, to let the rich sensations, it's really sensual. And so sometimes that can, it can be weird to feel exposed standing on our feet and have this very intimate experience of how different it is as the foot starts to come into the ground. And then the weight is more and more on that foot, like pouring sand or water or something like that. And then the other foot, is about to come off the ground. And that's different from when it just does come off the ground or just does come back. So letting it be yummy, if possible, letting it be sensual, letting yourself be the animal that we are. And including sometimes contact you might have had with real animals where they're at home on the earth. The cats are a good example. Sometimes right at the entrance of the building, they're like, you know, completely relaxed, except the tail is like, it can help remind ourselves like, oh yeah, animals on the earth, welcome, belonging. We can be really released and here, flicking our tails. So there's the place in the body, or maybe with sounds or seeing, so deciding how you want to kind of help yourself remember that here you are, and here you are, and here you are. Like be welcomed back, and welcomed back, and welcomed back. And then the main thing really is more the attitude or approach. So am I being mean to myself most of the time? Or could there be the beginning of a little, maybe some kindness? Okay, so the kind of the attitude or approach I consider more important than you're going to be in your feet. Okay, that's the best. No, it's whatever way is possible and good for you, that's good. And then play around with letting your approach be less pressure, more discovering. In each moment, discovering, like receiving. Life. Okay, any questions? Okay, and many people like the title of the retreat, Deep Rest Meditation Retreat. And it is for that. And something that helps us rest is that there is enough of a container, enough structure. And the main structure, now that we're here, and you know where the dining hall is, and the cooks are cooking, and is the schedule. And I really ask, we really ask, that you consider coming a few minutes, maybe even 5 minutes, before the beginning of the meditation. So you're all nicely settled when the meditation time begins. Rather than a typical thing of it starts at 11, so you start towards the hall at 11, or whatever, like, coming in so you're meditating before it starts. Okay? Anything practical or otherwise? So we have about half an hour until the next meditation. Enjoy walking if you feel. And anyone who has any of the last minute things to take care of on the practical side, now is a good time. Thank you.